Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Niall. Niall got out of bed especially to be with us this morning, so thanks, Niall. He's a teenager, and I remember teenage years. What a blessing. You having your breakfast, mate? Okay. Rhubarb and crumble. Kate Pitcher, sort him out. Great. So last few Sundays, I know Pastor Colin has been really bringing some awesome apostolic great words. And I'm just going to be me. Because I can't afford to be anybody else. But I just want to kind of say we're going to round this up by about 20 past 11. It'll be about 19 minutes past, if you're interested. And that gives everybody here 11 minutes, 10 probably really, but 11 if we extend the morning a little bit, to respond. Because there's a particular response that I believe we're going to move into. But like any good kind of communicator, and I believe I'm a communicator first and a preacher second, and I garden a lot and I drive cars, I do all those things, is that I'm looking for response. And even now you're responding. Some of you are probably thinking, get on with it. Some of you are thinking, whatever. Some of you are thinking, when's he going to fit? Whatever. But you're all responding already. And what I'm looking for is a spirit response. So I'm going to start the kind of the message going a little bit with a real history lesson, which is, if you've been hearing this on the radio, watching it on the TV, about 50 years ago this week, is Martin Luther stood up and shared his dream. I have a dream. Is that it? Okay, so most of us remember the first line, which is fine. Can I just suggest to you that several thousand years before that, somebody else stood up and had a dream and you were in it? Can I just suggest that longer than 50 years ago, God described a dream that he had. And the dream that he had was he wanted to live with you. He had a dream of living in community with you, with me. He had a dream that he wanted to share time and space with you and I, and to live with you and I, and express his love through you and I. He wanted to feast with us. Yes. Can I just remind us that longer ago than just 50 years ago, God didn't just communicate his dream, but he actually sent part of the objective and the outcome of that dream, and his name was Jesus. Now, I'm not belittling what that great man stood up and declared, because it changed history. Yes. I'm talking about the one who makes history. Yes. I'm talking about God who creates all things, and by all things they were created for him, by him, so that Jesus would be supreme in them. Yes. And I just want to encourage you that Jesus right now has a big dream for your life. He has a big dream, a big perception of who you can be and what you can do. Amen. Four of us are beginning to get this. I'm just going to keep communicating this until there are more people that say yes than there are that don't say anything. So the quicker you respond, the shorter the message. That's all right, isn't it? Eric and Hazel. Anybody? Anyway, you won't go there. Anybody in the building called Hazel? Put your hands up if your name's Hazel. Okay, just one. Right. And we're going to use just two scriptures from the Bible. They're both in the book of Acts. It's Acts chapter 10. And I love the fact that this particular book is called the Acts of the Apostles, or the early church plans, as if you like. It wasn't called the Re-Acts. It was called the Acts. And what that says to me is that there was something very deliberate about what God did through them. And also, if I can put it this way, what God did to them. There was something very active about the book of the Acts of the Apostles. So although the apostles are mentioned, they didn't come up with the actions and they didn't enable the actions. God did. Can I suggest that everybody in this building, whatever age you are, whatever age you want to be, okay, if we're there, is that God wants to act through us. He wants us to be people of action and not reaction, of response and not reactive response. Does that make some sense to somebody here? So, yeah, again, this is just kind of a word for everybody here this morning, whether you've been here loads of times already or whether you've just been here for the very first time, is that God wants to just declare to you and speak to you that he wants to act through you, but also act for you.
Amen.
And in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 37 and 38 we're going to look at, just going to read these scriptures on my iPad, because I can. Ooh. It says, you know what has happened throughout the province of Horsham and West Sussex and the 25 mile radius, beginning in your street. Beginning in Crawley, Horsham, Storrington, Thakenham, wherever it is that you're from.
Heathfield.
I shouldn't tell too many people that. But wherever it is that you're from, Croydon, Purdy Way, wherever it is that you know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. Then in the Amplified version, and normally in other places, my Amplified version is just this really loudly, but I won't do that with you because it might freak you out, okay? You didn't get that, did you, at all? No, it's just wasted, okay? Even Stenning. Did I involve Stenning? Yeah, I involved Stenning. Is that in the Amplified version, it says, how God anointed and consecrated, or set apart, Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power, and he went around about doing good, and in particular, curing all who were harassed. And oppressed. For God was with him. How many of you know what the word harassed means? I say it's just four honest people here. Five, six. I see that hand. Seven, eight. I see that hand. Nine. I see that hand. It's waving at me. There's two hands there. You must be really harassed. Okay, I see that hand. If your name is Harris, don't take this personally at all, okay? But what God is saying here is that he did something deliberately to someone, deliberately, so that their life would deliberately go around to deliver or release people from being harassed.
Yes. Amen.
Yep. That's what this says to me. This word power, where it says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, this, probably those of you that are, you know, into the Bible a bit and into theology a bit and into Greek a little bit, know that this is the word dunamis. Yep. This word power is a dynamic power. And it's one of the four kind of key words for power in the New Testament. How many of you know what the other three are? That's one of them. Do you know what that means?
Authority.
Delegated authority. It's close. Okay, that means it's been given to us. Anybody know another word? Kratos. That's dominion. I'm just showing off now. Iskuros is great strength. Especially physical strength. How cool is that? How cool is that right now, listening to what I've just said in your world's experience, where you might feel as if you're really weak and feeble? Or as my grandchildren say, feek and weeble, because I haven't quite got it right yet. But at least weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, right? You may not, in your own experience right now, be experiencing great strength or great power or great physical endurance, or feel as if you have delegated authority or even dominion authority. Thank God it wasn't our choice to do that. Thank God it wasn't my decision or your decision to give me those things. Because actually the Bible says that how God anointed. And I just want to take a little bit of a liberty with the Bible. Please don't come up after and say you shouldn't have done that, because I'm going to do this, all right? How God anointed Eric of Cape, where is it you live? Colgate. If you've got any toothpaste, check Eric out, right? He can supply with toothpaste. How God anointed Eric of Colgate with the Holy Spirit and power. How many of you would say that's true?
Yeah.
Okay. How God anointed Roger as Stenning with the Holy Spirit and power. How many of you say that's true? How God anointed Ralph of Broadbridge Heath with the Holy Spirit and power. How many of you would say that's true? Okay, ladies, I'll get to you in a moment. Okay, I know we... How God anointed Gwen of Shepherd's Way with the Holy Spirit and power. If you don't know where Shepherd's Way is, that's where loads of shepherds live. Okay, that's why they live there. And they went around doing good. There's something that we just need to know about the Acts of the Apostles. And it's kind of a demonstration of how God tends to work when we tend to be feasting. Is that there's a feast. Jesus actually said something very interesting. He said, my food is to do. Say to do. Okay, so his food wasn't just to eat. It was to do. It wasn't just to eat the feast. It was, if you like, to do the feast. And it seemed to excite Jesus, and it seemed to excite the Acts of the Apostles to do the works of God, not just feast on them. Although they couldn't do the works of God without feasting on them. Which is why they prayed and met together and shared bread together and shared fellowship together. So they were tasting, that the Old Testament says, come and taste that God is good. Yeah. How many of you have done that? Yeah. Okay. But then it says in 1 John, that which we have touched, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, is that we want to communicate to others. So I love this book of Acts because it helps me understand, how can I as a Christian feed someone who needs feeding? Here's a second clue. The first clue is God anoints you from where you are to where you're going. Amen. That's the first clue. Yep. It says here how God anointed Jesus from Nazareth, but he didn't stay at Nazareth. He started there. And I would suggest that God has done the same with you and me. If you know Jesus Christ, if you've received the Holy Spirit, then God has anointed you wherever you were from, but he's anointed you for where you're going. Forget where you're from. It might be the wrong side of the street. It might be below the level of average. It might be above the level of average. It might be in the minus category of your bank balance. It might be in a massively plus. It doesn't matter where you've come from. Jesus anoints you for where you're going. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So we have been given power to journey with Jesus as well as do stuff for Jesus. But then it goes on and says this, he went around doing good. I kind of studied that. It's like, what does that mean? It means that the attitude of Jesus was wherever he was, whoever he was with, he was going to do good to them first. But the key is in the doing. He went around. It wasn't like some kind-hearted person saying, knocking on the door, can I come and help you? It wasn't like that. It was the attitude of Jesus was, wherever I am, wherever you're at, I'm going to see God change it. Amen. His attitude was, whatever your circumstance, whether you're blind, whether you're a leper, whether you're in need, whether you have just lost a loved one, I'm here to see God transform that into something good. Even in my life and even in your lives, the Bible says that when we were still powerless, we had no idea that we could have a relationship with God, and we certainly had no power to make it happen. We had no idea and no power. Even in the middle of that, God acted on my behalf and he acted on your behalf, if you know him. He did, even if you didn't know him, it's just that you don't know that he did on your behalf. Is that he did what I couldn't do so I could become what I could never be. It's true. It says how he went around doing good. Jesus is still going around doing good. The difference is that he's now doing it with you. Jesus now wants to use your hands, your feet, your eyes, your spirit, your heart to go around doing good. What does that mean? It means that Sunday is an opportunity for someone to taste and see that God is good. What I have seen, what I have touched, what I have perceived, it's that I want you to grab hold of. I don't want to preach my history. I want to be starting to talk about your future. That was the attitude. That was something that this power and the Spirit brought through Jesus. The Bible says in two or three places that Jesus was a man. just like you and I, yet. Let's not focus too much on the yet as an excuse. I'm not Jesus. We all know that. I look in the mirror every morning and I know that. Yet, Jesus has still chosen to anoint me with the Holy Spirit and power. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a bit shouty there. He's still anointed. He's still chosen to anoint you. He's acted. He's done something that I couldn't do. It's 11:08. We're almost there. God has given you and I in the feast thing not just an experience of the goodness and the glory, but he's given us, endued us, or clothed us with great power, with authority, with strength and dominion. Amen. Dominion means, I'll just give you an example. In your place of work, spiritually, you're in charge. Well, my boss is in charge. No, he's in charge of the company. He's in charge of the business, but you're in charge of the kingdom business there at that time. Oh, and you know, I just do this. What the Holy Spirit is saying through the book of Acts is no one just does only something. Well, I'm just, the time of being just finished when I just got saved. Nobody in this room is here just to. I just made it. No, I didn't make anything. Jesus made it for me. Jesus is my maker. I'm not a maker. I'm not a creator. He's creator. And the anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit confirms these things. You may not feel them. You might not experience them all the time. But the reality is, it's an act. God has acted on our behalf. He has saved us. He's given us opportunity to have a relationship with God. He's made a way where there was no other way. We've sung it loads of times. But the reality is, it's not a song which makes something. It's a song because of something. So he went around doing good, whatever, whenever, and to whoever, because God is good. And he only gives good gifts, which is why when we taste God, it's going to leave a good taste in our mouth. Which is why when people touch you, and I was having this conversation in Worthing last Sunday, I had a great time in Worthing the other Sunday, some really powerful testimonies. And there was one testimony there particularly. A lady stood up and said, you know, in the workplace, it's really difficult. There's pressures. There's all kinds of things going on there, and language and atmosphere. But she stood up to give testimony that the climate in our workplace is changing. The language is changing. Attitudes are changing. That's great, isn't it? Yes. What have they done? They've just prayed. They've just been very active. All right, they prayed. But what she said has been interesting is it's not just an atmosphere in the workplace, which is great, but attitudes within individuals. People have come up and said, I really feel bad if I swear when you're around. And this person said, well, actually, so do I. But she never said it first. She said it second, right? That's right. They've come up and said, you know, when you're around, I just feel kind of really positive. That's the anointing. That's because this person isn't just attending an action, going to work. She's there available for God to work through her. In other words, she's caught this attitude of, he went around, or in this case, she went around doing good. Yeah. Do you understand that? Yeah. Very good. So healing, all, the Bible says. Say all.
All.
Now, are there any exceptions to the word all?
No.
So that's kind of everyone, right?
Yeah.
This is quite encouraging then, because it says that Susan from Elm Grove, right? Who?
Formerly.
A.K.A. Prince, formerly. Susan of wherever, anointed of the... Where? Goring's... Oh, very posh. Excuse me. Susan of the palace, the mansion of Goring's Mead, with indoor and outdoor toilets and everything. Running water. Anyway, you get the point. Susan is anointed with the Holy Spirit and power and goes around doing good. And when she's going around doing good, that power is active in her life and through her life. And everybody that comes into her doing good dynamic has good done to them. Actually, whether they understand it or whether they don't. I think that's really powerful. She's dangerous. If you want a miracle, go and have a chat with Susan, because she's dangerous. But the same would be true for anybody that has received the Holy Spirit. You're dangerous. Who are you dangerous to? Well, it goes on in this verse that Jesus went round healing all around under the power of the devil. Now, devil's got a really small D because he's a really small dirt. Okay, that's why. But the point is this. It's this anointing, this activity that God has deliberately acted upon you. One of the actions of that is to come and bring freedom and release to those who don't live like that. It's one of the reasons why God sends us out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, is so that we can act on God's behalf to see people receive freedom, positivity. Man, there's a whole load. I read a tweet this morning, which you may not have a clue what that is. It's a bird, all right? It's just a little buddy. You get them on high perches, but that's another story. That was rubbish. You should have got that one. They go cheap on high perches, is that what it is? Okay. But this tweet said this. There are 7 billion people in the world today, and most of them don't know Jesus. But God's world is bigger than theirs. I like that. I can't imagine 7 billion people. It's 11:14, just checking. I can't imagine 7 billion people, but I guess it's more than is in the room, right? But what I do know is that God acted for all 7 billion. What I do know is when God gives, he gives abundantly. He doesn't just give enough, he gives more than enough. So when Jesus was going around doing good, he didn't run out of this anointing, this presence of God. God just kept giving it and giving it and giving it. When would it have stopped? It would have stopped when he stopped going. The key is he went around. And sometimes as Christians, we don't feel anything. I don't feel it. I feel hot right now. Okay, I feel hot. I feel a bit hungry. That's what I feel right now. Is that anointed? It could be if you want to run a restaurant or a sun lounge company. I don't feel anything, but I know God has anointed me. It's got nothing to do with feeling. However, I know that when I'm going around, it works. Yeah. When I'm stood still, it doesn't seem to.
Yeah, that's
true. So healing, there are no exceptions. It brings relief. It brings freedom, joy, hope, and a future. Why was Jesus able to go around doing good? He didn't just have an experience at the beginning of his journey, but his whole life was an experience. It said because God was with him. And I believe if you have Christ in you, then you need to be reminded that God is with you. Yeah. If you've ever been over to Roffey Place, which is where our church offices are and the Bible school is based there and other things, is in their main kind of worship hall, they've got a scripture, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that one, Corinthians, I think. When I first went there in 1992, my first week in the term, it took me the whole term to read that scripture. Because I started with "and God." And there's probably 2 or 3 weeks there where God began to show me what that meant. And we haven't got time to go into that. Then I got to "and God is." About his personality, about his nature, about his character. Then I got, after another couple of weeks, "and God is able." Do you understand that? I'm a slow learner, right? That took me the whole term to get through that one verse because God began to act on every word. He began to show me that what that means. And I'm trusting that as we just look at this scripture again, because most of us know it, it's 11:17, nearly there, is that we'll understand that we're here to act. We have dominion. We allow what we allow. That's why the Bible is very clear. In the welfare of our schools, our colleges, our nation, in the wealth there of our church life. This is the church service that we prayed for today. It's true. I had the worship experience that I believe God to have, and I responded to. I acted as God acted. I'm responding to this word in the way that I choose to. So we're all acting. All I'm suggesting here is that the Holy Spirit wants to forge those actions in us. He wants to define those actions through us. So that as we go around our busyness and our world and whatever we're doing, is that there's always good following us. So that in Psalm 23 it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It implies I need to be going somewhere. How do I go somewhere? Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. My food, Jesus said, I've already referred to this, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Somewhere in your street, there's a work God started. He's going to ask you to help him finish it. Somewhere in your family life, in your relational life, in your marriage life, in your life, God started something and he's going to cause us to walk through it and see God finish it.
Amen.
How many of you know God finishes bigger than he starts?
Yes.
That's why it doesn't matter where we started.
Yes.
It was said of Nazareth, nothing good can come from there. Yes. The savior of the whole universe came from there.
Yes.
It might have been said from where you're at, no, nothing good can come from you. Well, you've come from you.
Yeah.
We're here to change society,
yes,
not just conform,
that's right,
to society.
That's right.
Now, the scripture is going to finish with this because it's 11:19. Don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest? It's actually 4 months until Christmas, pretty much. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? Yeah. We can think that this anointing helps us to look. Yeah. But looking only helps us to perceive the season, not to do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
We can look. Yeah. It's harvest time. Woo, yippee. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life. So that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. We might think it's great to hear stories. The anointing helps you make a story.
Yeah.
It's great to have an orange card. The Holy Spirit wants you to have an orange card.
Yeah.
It's great that we can hear testimonies of how God has used and blessed others. God wants to use and bless you.
That's right.
Goes on in the scripture. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I send you. Me, to reap what we have not worked for.
Yeah.
Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Come on.
Yeah.
How does this connect? It connects by recognizing we're anointed by the Holy Spirit and power. We have dominion. We have delegated authority. We have physicality beyond the natural physicality, whatever our physical might look like. But it only works as we go about. He went around doing good and healing all who are under the power of the devil. Let's all stand up, shall we? It's 11:21. Check me out. I had practiced and rehearsed this message for about the last 27 years. Let's just close our eyes, shall we? Father, I want to thank you that you have anointed, you've endued with power everyone that's asked, because that's what your Bible says. I thank you that you have empowered, strengthened, given dominion authority and delegated authority to all who have asked for it. I thank you that you have consecrated or set our lives aside to act within society as ambassadors. I thank you right now, Holy Spirit, you stir up our spirit. This is not just a Sunday. This is a great day.
Amen.
It's a good day. It's a kingdom day. It's an advancement day. It's a life opportunity day. I want to thank you that Sunday is what we have called it, but you've called it a day of your greatness, a day of your favor, a day of your grace, a day of your power. It's a day of your feasting. It's a day of your glory. I thank you that you've called it something else. I thank you that you have called us and chosen us for this time and season. And I thank you for every person who has asked of the Holy Spirit has received the Holy Spirit. And I just remind you that you have been anointed to reveal Christ, to share the love of God, to demonstrate the power of God, to see the kingdom of God advance through you as well as to you. It's got nothing to do with age or experience. It's about God's activity. I thank you for an increase of God activity in the workplace, in the schools, in the homes, in our streets, in our life groups, in our small groups in these weeks. We thank you for an increase of God activity of healing and deliverances and miracles and freedoms and setting people free who are bound at this time in whatever way. I thank you and I praise you. Now, is anybody at all in this room, on the inside of you, it's like, yeah, that's this, that's what's going to happen. Yes. Okay, yes. If that's you, I want you to quickly come out and join me. Quick. Vite. Schnell, if you're German. Vite, if you're French. Get a move on, if you're from Essex. Bring it on, where's that from? Who? Portsmouth? You got any Southampton supporters here? And United? We were doing really well. It was really anointed. Okay, Seagulls. Let's stay back in it. Seagulls? Okay. Can you just turn around and face these lovely people? If you come up the front, just turn around. Okay. You've got 6 minutes, all right? So this next bit is going to be as long as you want it to be. All these people here are anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit and power, so have you. The only difference is that they just recognise God's going to use them. Yeah. Okay, anybody stood in your chairs, in your rows, if you need a healing, a miracle, come and find one. They're going to pray with you and God's going to do something. If you need to be touched by the Holy Spirit, you came forward. It's no good running away. Don't run away. Okay, you just got a few minutes. If you want to just come out, just want someone to agree with you in faith and in prayer, come right out. You guys, see, you can pray in twos, in threes, whatever, but if you need someone just to agree with you that God's going to use you, God's going to touch you in some way, just come out right now. Come on, let's move. Maybe you want to know who Jesus is. You want a conversation with someone. That's great. You can come out as well. Just have a conversation with anybody here. We've only got a few moments. If nobody moves, I'm assuming that you should all be stood out here. That's it. You got to just find someone, twos or threes, just say, okay, I want God to do this or I need God to do this. You've got 4 minutes. Don't let this time go past. Come on, let's pray together as church and see what God will do through this. If nobody's come to you to chat with you, it's not because you're too ugly or anything like that. You're brilliant. Just hook up with another group that's praying somewhere. Maybe you've got a physical need. You've got a need in your heart. Maybe you just need God to show you something or tell you something. Just come. There's some anointing in this place this morning to do good. So if no one's come to you, just find someone around you and just pray with them. This is the last opportunity to come out to the front and have someone pray with you. Someone come and see God do something amazing through you. That's it. Let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit work through you. Again, I'm just impressed in my heart that there might be someone who just wants to know who Jesus is. Please come forward. Please come and speak with some of these people. They'd love to have a conversation with you. Don't be embarrassed in any way. I understand how difficult that can be, that little walk. But it can change your life eternally. Okay, just in the last couple of minutes, you might be sitting in your chair and you'd really love someone to pray with you, but you just don't want to come forward. We'd love to come and pray with you. So could you let me know where you are if that's you? Just raise a hand quickly. If there's anybody at all, you just love someone to come and pray with you, agree with you, then just lift up your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Let the anointing work through you if you're praying. Just let the Spirit flow through you. Let Him speak through you. Let Him act through you right now. If you've come up to receive, then you will receive. You will not go back empty. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand together. Can we just in this last moment? If everybody could just stand. I know some are still praying, but if you can, just join me. Father, I want to thank you that you anoint us with your Holy Spirit and with power. We want to thank you that you have acted on our behalf and you cause us to act on your behalf in the workplace, in the homes, in our streets and towns. We want to thank you for the miracles that we're going to give testimony to this week, the signs and the wonders that you're releasing over this house. Over Crawley and Worthing and Horsham, we thank you for lives being changed, freedoms being brought, sicknesses being defeated here on earth as they are in heaven. I thank you and I praise you. Let's everybody just give the Lord a great big shout of appreciation and a victory. Hallelujah. For He is good and His love endures forever. Hallelujah. We have to draw this part to a close, but you can go out and enjoy a hub light for another half an hour or so out the back. Please remember to take all your belongings and take a friend with you. Share some testimony, continue to pray if you want to do that, and we'll see you down at the picnic at 12:30. Bless you. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.